Hey everybody, welcome back for another episode of PRI Talk. Here today talking to you about an issue that I have been bringing up kind of occasionally this college season. Kind of combines a couple different things. If you read any of my stuff or follow my blog or my podcast or anything, I talked kind of earlier in the summer. There was kind of a discussion going around about how much volleyball the big conference networks were picking up for the season, and it was less than it should. And there was a panel with Kathy DeBoer and some other coaches, former coaches, I think, too. You know, what we needed to do to increase to get more volleyball on TV, to make it a legit national sport, which it already is, but that's beside the point. One of the things that I said in my kind of reaction to it is we have to stop listening to what the ESPN people are telling us to do with our sport. Okay, these are people that don't like our sport, don't care about our sport. They're telling us the things we need to do to get it on TV. And in the past, we've done all those things up until now, is my understanding. We've increased viewership. We've kind of changed some of the camera angles, and we've made the game simpler to follow and things like that. We've got really better broadcasters doing it, I think, now as well, really across the board. The stuff that I've heard has been really positive as of recently. So we're doing all the things that we're supposed to do for volleyball, but still they don't care about our sport for the most part. And so they're not putting it on TV, regardless of, you know, this season we had the Nebraska-Creighton game that had like 15,000 people. And I guess the Florida-Wisconsin game, they had 16 or 17,000 people. Just kind of crazy amount of attendance. We're getting the viewership that we need, but it's still not going on TV. And so I think my comment and my reaction was, we have to stop. Our sport is fine. Right, our sport is really, really good. The what we push out at the college level, which is really the highest level we have here in the U.S., we have that kind of pro league that does a little bit, but really it's college volleyball that we need to be pushing as far as college sports and women's sports, right? Our sport is fine. We don't need to change anything or do anything. I think our sport will get on TV on the merits of what we have been doing and what we have been putting out there, what coaches and athletes have been putting out there. I don't think we need to change our sport. That kind of tied into the doubles call stuff that I had been talking about a little bit ago. But really what this falls into for me right now, as we started the college season, was this whole idea of, our sport is not a gimmick, okay? If you saw on social media, there were plays on NCAA volleyball, Power 5 conference volleyball Instagram pages. I don't know what other networks picked up on some of this stuff, but kind of these crazy, I just call them gimmick plays, right? Gimmick plays where kid sticks their foot out, one arms the ball over, the other team thought the ball was down. Just the crazy kind of play on one side, magically get the ball over, and it scores a point, okay? And these highlights, especially the foot kick over the net and it scores a point, that's a huge deal, apparently. And so as I'm seeing these, I'm correlating what I'm seeing kind of on social media to what we've been talking about over the summer and increased viewership and trying to get our sport out there. And I just kept telling myself, this is not how we get our sport out there to people. If this is what people see of volleyball, then this is why we're not getting the attention that we need to get, because everyone just sees the gimmick stuff, right? And so I think we all need to be really careful about how we are sharing highlights and stuff on social media. Now, I am the first offender, right? As a former college coach, these plays are great. Your team worked really hard, got the play over, and ended up scoring a point. Right, which is, anytime you score a point, it's a big deal. Okay, I don't necessarily care how you score the point; it's just a matter if you score the point. And you saw this on the highlights too, right? The clips that were going around on social media, coaches are fired up, the bench is fired up. It's really exciting. You got the play, but this is not what we should be pushing. Okay, these plays are outliers in our sport. As any college coach knows, like I know, 99,000 times out of, I don't know, how many did I say, 100,000, right? This isn't going to work, okay? The ball's not going to get over, or it's going to be a free ball on the other side, okay? So these are one in a million, one in 100,000 kind of plays. They don't show the viewer or fans or really anyone in media a positive piece of our sport. It's fun for us in volleyball, right? Because we understand and know the sport. But if this is what we're pushing out there, then it's not going to be received as, why would I go watch that, right? And I kind of alluded to it in my blog about the same subject. It's kind of like why people don't like soccer, right? We don't like soccer because there's not enough goals being scored, okay? And so soccer is quote-unquote boring, right? So if this is what I see on social media as volleyball, and then I go watch a game and I kind of scratch my head and go, well, they didn't ever kick the ball over randomly and score a point. That was kind of disappointing, right? So being careful about what we're sharing and how we're sharing it, right? And my other issue with these gimmicky types of plays, and I'll say this here, it's a good place to say it. I don't knock effort. All these athletes that are putting in maximum effort with the foot, with the toe, with the one arm, hitting the tail, like whatever. You're putting in effort, keeping the ball off the floor. That's fantastic. Every athlete should do that. I'm not saying we shouldn't try to do everything we can, okay? But one of the issues that I have with these gimmicky plays is they don't show our sport. What has to happen in these situations and let me back up a little bit more too. The hustle is great. There was a play that actually made a SportsCenter top 10. I believe it was Belmont, the libero, chased down a ball into the bench, got it up, and the team got the ball over, and they ended up scoring the point. That's a fantastic effort-driven play that you got the point on. Fantastic. Yes. 100 times we need more of that kind of stuff. I'm 100% okay with that. One of the issues that I have with the gimmick plays is 100% of the time, it takes an absolute breakdown. Sorry, I'm using maybe harsh language here, but it takes an absolute breakdown on the other side for that point to score, okay? Not only would in these situations, 999 times out of 1,000, would that ball not even get up, but if it does go over the net, it's a free ball for the other team, like the one time that it does happen. But what we see on social media when we show these clips and share them and things like that, again, they're fun, sure. But my point is that it's not doing the best for the sport as in terms of getting people to buy into what we do. Okay, it takes 100% breakdown on the other side for that ball to hit the floor. It's an easy free ball every single time this happens, and it takes the team scoring or thinking they scored a point when they didn't. No whistle, right? We play to the whistle. Or it just takes someone not paying attention. Or my personal favorite is the balls that we should be blocking, right? These crazy, and I love the effort plays from liberos and pin hitters and whoever's diving after the ball and getting it over. But time and time again, there's these plays that it shouldn't be a point for that team that was working really hard. Good for them that they're working really hard. But it should be really, really easy for someone to stand in the net and just throw that ball straight down, okay? And I talk about blocking free balls all the time. I get some grief about it. But for those plays where the ball is hitting the tape and then rolling over or landing in the 5-foot line, or the ball goes over the net and the middle standing right there and they don't want to pass it, so they move to the side, and the libero thought that the middle was going to pass it, which middle shouldn't pass balls, right? They practice hitting and blocking. We should encourage those skill sets in them for the most part. Libero should be taking that ball, right? Or the pin hitter or someone else should be taking that ball, or the setter thinks someone else is going to get it and they don't, right? Something like that happens on the other side. And that's why I say it's a complete breakdown from the norm. Something happens and the other team scores. Where if a middle or right side, someone was just staying at the net, because 30, 45, 50 feet away from the net, where's that ball going to go? I mean, very seldom does a ball 25 feet past the end line make it out of bounds on the other side, right? With them, platform sending the ball over. the net. They're not going to send it out of bounds. It's going to drop probably within the first 10 feet after it crosses the net. So someone standing at the net, just boom, play over. Good hustle on the other side, but I took care of that play. Okay, so those are the type of things that I'm referring to right now, and maybe this will trend a little bit, but just as gimmick plays, which, and again, there's nothing wrong with the gimmick plays, but that can't be the image that we project of our sport. Okay, well, Jason, that's great. What image should we be projecting in our sport? 100% the effort plays. Like I said, the Belmont libero ran into the bench, actually knocked all the chairs over, I think, if I remember correctly from the highlight. I wish I could like have that up here on my screen, but I can't, not there yet. Maybe someday. I could show you guys the video clips that I'm talking about. You know, plays like that, athletes running into stands, diving, like just great effort plays. I love those, and we should 100% show more of those. But how about the athlete that hits 600 on the weekend? How about showing a clip of her 13, 14 kills, right? There was, and I just posted, Florida beat Wisconsin over the weekend, which is fun, for me, because I have one of the athletes over there at Florida, is an athlete that I know. So that's always fun. And it's fun for me to be watching her play as a freshman, which is great. Florida just beat Wisconsin. I think it was in five, if I remember correctly, on a single block, on the, I think it was the outside hitter, from Florida got the block to end the match, but, that was fun. And they posted just that one clip, and then the celebration after. We should be posting way more of that kind of stuff. They did kind of a recap, the celebration, the pre-match, some quick highlights from the match. Of the Florida athletes. Florida does a great job, by the way, with their social media. I think they do a fantastic job. But those are the highlights that we should be sharing. Those highlights that point to the athleticism, the physicality, the speed of our game, anything that points to those type of things, the level of athleticism, that kind of stuff for these athletes and the sport, that's the kind of stuff that we should be sharing on social media and posting more regularly, because that's going to give people a better idea of what our sport is all about and what our sport entails. The recruiting piece of that is, hopefully recruits can see, you know, what level they fit into, right? So that's always really, really helpful, from my perspective. But I think the more we can point to those things for our sport, I think the better off we'll be as far as generating more viewership and getting people to watch and listen to our sport more. So let's continue doing that. Our sport is not a gimmick. Let's encourage other people to have the same mindset and thought process as well. Like always, thank you for listening to the podcast. Very much appreciate those of you who do that. Check out my blog, check out my website, check out my Instagram. My reels are a lot of fun. The 30 people that like and watch those. So go check out my reels if you haven't been doing that. I appreciate all you who comment to me about my reels. Those are a lot of fun to do. So check out my website, privolleyball.com, for more info. Thanks.